Welcome, guys, to today's Encore show. Today is the 9th, if I'm not mistaken, of May. The merry, merry month of May here in 2022. From last year, Friday, May 14th, we will draw this show. I interview Tom Dovka, the radio consultant. I like Tom. You know, he's every problem I ever had with any program director or radio consultant come to life, and we brought him to life as Tom Dovka. He's written a book called, and this is really, I'm telling you, this is a good book. I Don't Argue With Disc Jockeys is the name of the book. Also, Dr. Jim Sadler is on the show. He's interviewed. He's also written a book. How about that, man? I didn't know we were so literate around here. I shouldn't say we. I didn't know that Dr. Sadler and Mr. Dovka were that literate. Anyway, let's check this out now from Friday, May 14th of 2021 here in May of 2022, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And I'm Phil Hendry, and we have, I think this is the first time we've had two book authors on. We know these gentlemen. One, Tom Dovka, he the radio consultant, and the other is Dr. Jim Sadler. Tom Dovka has written a book called I Don't Argue With Disc Jockeys, and that is pretty funny. I just love the title of that, and I like the title here of Dr. Jim Sadler's Why I Don't Think I'm Jesus.
What is that? Is that supposed to be funny?
No, he feels that he doesn't think he's all that, and he's going to explain why he doesn't talk good.
And who explains?
All right, Margaret, come on.
Well, he's going to explain because he's always fractured in the English language.
This guy, Dr. Sadler, from my understanding, is he'll say things like, hey, where's the pointed thing that you stick in the skin?
Yeah, this is a long-standing criticism, critique, and gripe that we've had of Dr. Jim Sadler, that while he's a decent doctor, and maybe even more than it, I don't know.
Have you ever been to see him?
No, I have not been to see him. Then you don't really know whether he's a good doctor or not.
I don't know, but I haven't heard a lot of complaints. But the fact is, he's always saying, then I took the knife thing and I cut into the skin.
Yeah, because he doesn't know how to talk good.
If you say he doesn't know how to... Bud, have you ever listened to yourself?
Yeah, you listen to yourself right now with your voice all squeaking out? God damn.
Do I have to put up with this?
Yes, yes, Margaret. We all have to put up with everything in this world.
My voice isn't squeaking out.
Well, Margaret, there are days when you sound like you've spent your whole day talking. Not that I don't believe it's possible.
And what is that supposed to mean?
It means right now you sound a little hoarse.
Oh, that means Butch. Huh? Here's Butch.
Hey, asshole.
There, that's Butch. That's me calling Frank this morning. Getting Frank out of bed.
Hey, you, get up.
What do you think of that?
I don't know. If I didn't know better, if I wasn't a Christian, I'd say you've got some kind of...
Got some kind of Beelzebub going there.
Yeah.
So let's bring on our first guest. Jesus.
Phil, you're the one that allows this to happen.
No, Margaret, you're the one that allows it to happen because you provoke it, okay?
How did I provoke it?
I'm not going to get into it, but when you start talking about the way guys talk good, and you too.
Yeah, you ain't talking too good right now, Mr. Henry.
Our first guest on the Phil Hendry Show, and I'm very sure, happy and glad to have him on the program here. He's at the Little Shrimp up in the East Bay. As a matter of fact, he's out to see Dean Wheeler's wife, Emeralda, perform as Tom Dovka. Tom, a longtime radio consultant, one of our... You know, longtime guests, and I think very highly of you, Tom, regardless of what you think, I think.
Well, yeah, that's very nice of you, Phil, but the fact of the matter is I've tried to consult your program for quite some time, and you have said you're not interested in my consultancy, and Dean Wheeler's here, Phil.
Hey, Dean, how you doing?
I'm fine. My wife is singing right now, and you guys are talking.
So. Oh, sorry. His wife... I guess, is this her singing?
Yeah. Well, I think I got you tickets and everything.
I gotta listen to this.
Hey, look, you can shag ass outside if you don't...
Hey. Let me step outside here for a minute, Phil, okay?
So you don't want to listen to my wife?
I do want to listen to your wife, Dean, but I'm talking to Henry because he booked me.
Oh, well. Long time since I've been booked on that horse's...
Hey, what was that?
Henry heard that. Heard you call him a horse's ass.
Hey, what was that, Dean?
Yeah?
That's been a long time since you've been booked on that horse's ass, what?
He just gave me the phone. He's walking up to the bandstand, so I don't know.
But why don't we make this short so you don't piss him off?
Yeah, that sounds...
And I got a copy of your book here, Tom, Why I Don't Talk to Disc Jockeys. And give me in a nutshell what this is about so you don't piss off Dean there with the...
Well, here's what... the reason why I wrote the book is in part, Phil, because I... to be honest with you, I've been on your show, and you talk to me like I'm garbage. And you were a disc jockey. You're not a disc jockey anymore. But you talk... I'm a radio consultant. At one time, I was a general manager, and one time before that, I was a sales manager. And one time before that, I was a radio sales. And one time before that, I was... I don't know what I was.
Were you a gopher or something?
Yeah, okay, I was a gopher. So what? This is the point that I'm trying to make.
This to me sounds like it's personal.
No, it's not personal.
Because we know, Tom, you've been on this program, and you've really had a problem with Phil giving his opinion about things. You've said in the past you don't like disc jockeys talking to you like this, so the title of your book isn't a surprise.
Hey, let me say something to you. The reason why I wrote this book is because you can do what you want, Phil. But more and more, these ex-disc jockeys, a lot of guys that used to be disc jockeys, and what are you, a talk show host? Was that what you did?
Yeah, you might say something like that. I was a talk show host.
All right, so you were a talk show host. And see, that all of a sudden kicks you upstairs to some level where you think you can talk to me like I'm some slob getting your bags at the airport. And I don't think that's true.
Tom, I don't think Phil has ever talked to you that way. He's asked you about the radio business.
Wait, Margaret, hold on. You, Phil, have said to me in so many words, I don't want your consultant my show, almost like I went in my pants and it's a smell and you're like, get out of here. Oh, boy.
Hi, Phil, it's Dean. He just gave me the phone. Where are you going?
To the bathroom.
He's going to the bathroom.
Okay, so how's the show going?
Well, why do you care? You know, I could have been on your program.
Look, Dean, I'll book you anytime you want, man. I thought you were busy with Elmerelda's career. I thought you were busy with Wes Hurlford. I thought you were busy. I thought you were busy with the Holistic Center. I had no idea you had time for us.
Oh, sure, Phil. You can play it like that if you want. Like, oh, gee, I'm just a simple little, podcast down. Fact is, we can use the publicity.
I thought you'd given up on Emeralda, man. Dean, you had said you'd given up on Emeralda's career because she didn't have any talent. You said all of these things on this show.
I know what I said. I know.
All right, so you haven't given up on her career, so she's hanging in, and she's up there at the Little Shrimp, and she's performing tonight.
That's right. And give me my phone back. I'm back. Asshole. I'm back, Phil.
Well, what's it going to be? Am I interviewing him or you?
Oh, my God. I had to go and take a dump. That's me again. Phil, all I'm trying to say...
One of you guys talk to me, and the other guy walks off. Then another guy talks to me, and the other guy walks off. Which is it going to be?
Well, Tom's... Where are you? What do you mean, where? I'm standing right here. I walk off to take...
We heard you already, Tom. You walked off to take a dump, and now you're back.
Yes, I'm back, okay? I'm back.
The book is called Why I Don't Talk to Disc Jockeys. Why don't you talk to disc jockeys?
I don't talk to no disc jockeys. Because all of a sudden, Cumulus, iHeartMedia, and a couple of these other companies are right straight down into the toilet. 20% drop in profits, 30% drop in profits, all kinds of misery having to do with the business model. Now all these disc jockeys come out of the woodwork and start saying, hey, look at this. Turns out you guys didn't know your rear end from 40 cents a week. You guys are as clueless as it gets. You guys are like clowns. You're clowns without a horn. One of those honk, honk, you know? You know what I mean, Phil, about the horn?
Yeah, I know what you mean about the horn. Hey, look, Dovka, let's get down to brass tacks here. You don't like talking to disc jockeys because they tell you the truth.
I don't like talking to disc because they tell me. What truth are they telling me?
Well, what are they saying?
They're giving me a heart. Yeah, they're telling me. They're saying the radio business, first of all, these guys I talk to are not disc jockeys anymore, okay? That's because there's no such thing as disc jockeys, okay?
Now, wait, hold on. Who are the guys giving you a hard time about this? They're telling you what?
They're telling me the radio business is in the dumper, one flush away, okay? That was the book by Weber Cargyle, you know, the beautiful music DJ from New York, One Flush Away.
I haven't heard of the book.
Okay, well, this book he wrote, it was the great fanfare. He said that radio was one flush away. And that's, you know, what I've been going around the country, just arguing and telling people, no, it isn't, no, it isn't. We still got legs. We still got a chance.
Well, I've seen the same numbers everybody's seen in the radio business. These companies are, they're near, I mean, I don't know why they're not bankrupt many times over. They're losing nothing but money. And whatever the, what are the disc jockeys saying to you, that the executives didn't know anything? That's true, they didn't.
Okay, so you want to jump in on, you want to climb on everybody's back.
Let me jump in. Let me say something, Tom. I don't know what you mean by jumping on everyone's back, but there is the truth here that has to be told, and that is the radio business is in trouble. Now, you don't want disc jockeys telling you that.
I don't like some guy that I used to tell, hey, you know, you're fired. I used to fire these guys. Or I'd say to them, you played the wrong song. Now you got to play the right song. Play the right song. And it's like a broken record with these dumbbells. Play the right song, and no, you're not allowed to have sex with my daughter. Do you understand?
You're telling me a lot of personal stuff about disc jockeys that you used to be the boss of, and they're telling you about how the radio business is in the crapper.
This guy, Webster, what was the guy's name?
What?
Did you read that book?
I had a copy of it. What about it?
What's the guy's name?
Webster Cargyle.
Webster Carlyle?
No, Webster Cargyle.
Webster Cargyle.
You're not even listening to Emerelda.
I'll listen to it in a minute. Webster Cargyle wrote this book called One Flush Away.
Right, One Flush Away. The radio business is one flush away, which it seems like it is because of all of the poor earnings reported by these companies. But you don't like Webster Cargyle or any other disc jockey telling you this.
No, I don't, because these are guys, as I said, I used to say to them, play the right song. Don't smoke drugs in the studio. No, quit having sex with my wife. Quit.
You just resent disc jockeys.
I do not just resent disc jockeys. How come they go from having sex with my wife and daughter to telling me, to standing there and laughing at me when a radio business...
He gave me the phone again, Phil. Look, we'd love for you to be our special guest, me and Emerelda, here at the Little Shrimp, and listen to Emerelda do a set. What do you think? So you can promote it on your show?
Dean, I'd be very happy to. I've been at your side, and I've been at Emerelda's side all this time. Happy to promote her career. We haven't heard from you in a long time.
What do you mean you haven't? What is that supposed to mean?
I've called you up a lot of times. You don't even take the call.
What are you talking about?
That's what Bud said. Bud said he's called you a few times, and you don't pick the phone up. Well, what is it? Are you available or not?
You know something? I had a little bit of a relapse, okay? I got into the OxyContin again.
Yeah, are you laughing at the fact that this guy's a drug addict?
I'm not a drug addict, you fat slob.
Okay, that's it. Thanks very much, Phil. I don't like this jockey. Here's the name of the book.
The book's called I'm a Loser by Tom... Fuck off.
The book's called... Now, what is he doing? He's going to get security?
Hey, look, Tom, why don't you just, the better part of discretion be the better part of valor and split?
No, I'm going to tell you, the name of the book is I Don't Like Being Told What to Do by Disc Jockeys. Tom Dovka, available now.
Yes, sir. You got that?
What?
You got to go outside?
Yeah, I'll go outside, not to give you a blowjob or anything.
I got the phone.
Okay, Phil, your pal Dovka's being taken outside by our security. That's what you get, Phil, for trying to stir it up. Okay, Phil, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm just listening to you sound stupid.
I'm not trying to...
Tom Dovka and Dean Wheeler. I don't think you want those guys back on the show anymore. I don't think so either. Tom Dovka's new book, I Don't Like Being Told What to Do by Disc Jockeys, available now. And
whereabouts, Phil?
I guess we'll give the number later on.
Yeah, give the number later on in the show.
And he was. But that's weird. He was invited to go up and listen to Emerelda Wheeler, and it turns into some kind of a grudge-filled session there. Or Wheeler's upset because Dovka's talking to you, and you haven't. When's the last time we had that guy on?
We haven't had him on in a long time.
Well, I thought it was because the guy, and he just got done saying, didn't he say he was on?
Yeah, he said he was back on the OxyContin.
I had no idea he had had a drug relapse.
Wherever you are tonight, Dean, and whatever you're doing, good luck. This here is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Bo Peep Motor Oil. Put it in, watch it go. Bo Peep Motor Oil.
Bo Peep Motor Oil. We're at the Dugan Flats here in Daddy, Kansas, to watch Chester Ure drive his CalCam 25 at maximum speed, 670 miles an hour. Let's watch. Did you see that? Of course you didn't, because he uses
Bo Peep Motor Oil.
Bo Peep Motor Oil keeps it juiced and slick 24 hours a day. Pick up Bo Peep Motor Oil at all great junkyards.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show of the El Pacifico in Southern California. Mr. Hendry.
Thank you very much, and welcome, folks, to the show. Tonight we have a backstage pass chat that starts at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow I'm on a plane winging my way to Florida, and we will be doing on Monday as a courtesy, as a creation of our good friend Rory McLeod on Monday, the best of Bob Green. That ought to be beautiful.
Bob Green, huh?
Yep. That's happening on Monday on our show, and other shows next week will originate from South Florida. Then we're back home on the 25th. Our next local show will be 26th from Los Angeles. Then we're going to celebrate Jackie's birthday in Florida. So, you know, I'm going to be kind of popping back and forth over the next 3 or 4 weeks on top of all of the other stuff that I got going on, man, because it just is it's a wonderful life, believe me, but it's a never-ending thing. On the line with us now from San Diego, California, is Dr. Jim Sadler. And Dr. Sadler is going to join us. He has written a book. We've got a couple of authors, as I mentioned, Dr. Sadler, tonight. You're our second author. We had Tom Dofcon earlier with a book called Why Don't Let Disc Jockeys Tell Me Stuff. I don't
know anything about that, Phil, but it sounds like he's a fan of big book titles. I'll tell you that much.
Dr. Sadler, you're a physician, a general practitioner in San Diego. We've had you on our program a great many times. We've listened to you as you've gone between a veterinary career. You were a psychologist. Now you're just a kind of a GP, right?
Well, I do. I like to think I do a lot of things, and I hope I do a lot of things very well, as opposed to not doing so many things so good. But I decided to write this book because people seem to think that because I'm a good doctor, I'm an accomplished doctor, but because I'm rough around the edges, that I think I'm really high and mighty, that I think I'm a world beater, one of the greatest doctors that's ever been. But no, I don't.
Well, if I could ask you, Dr. Sadler, because this gets to the heart of the matter. You are a man who is not very well spoken. I'm not saying that you don't speak well.
No, this is people understand this about me, yeah.
I'm not saying you don't speak well, but I am saying that you fracture your grammar quite a bit.
Yeah, people will make fun of me saying I don't know nothing. You do the same thing.
Okay, well, there's one of the things, Mr. Sandra, get the ground rules here. I think Bud's a wonderful young man. I don't think I carve up information, the English language or general knowledge, near as much as he does. So
nobody is saying that you do. I think what Bud is saying, though, that he takes a lot of heat for being for not having good grammatical structure in his sentences, and
I do too. That's what I'm trying to say. See. That's why I called the book, I Don't Think I'm Jesus, because I don't. I don't think I'm anything special. And I have people coming up to me all the time. I heard you on the Hendry Show, or I heard you on the Dr. Will Potter Show, which is a local San Diego show, or I heard you on the Bo Peep and Broward Show, which is not one of these shows. It's a morning show. And I go on, I give medical advice, and they go, listen to the way you talk funny, you know.
No, wait, you go on a morning show in San Diego, and they make fun of you.
I straighten them out, and, you know.
Well, what do you tell them?
I tell them, listen, during the commercial.
Yeah, during the commercial break, you say you straighten them out.
Yeah, I'll tell them. I say, hey, let me tell you what. I reach across this table, and I slap you hard enough, you'll start to cry. That shuts them up.
Wait a minute. You're on a morning show, the Bo Peep and Broward Show in San Diego.
Yes, and they will start going, hey, Dr. Sadler, and they make fun of the fact that I swallow my L's or whatever the hell. They'll say, here comes the genius. Hey, what does you, you know what I'm saying?
So they make fun of your fractured grammar.
They make fun of my fractured grammar. And so when the commercial comes around, I grab woman by their collar. And
grab one of them.
I grab one of them by their.
Hey man, I don't want to get into it here. I'm just trying to figure out what you're on a show where you slap a guy's face.
I tell them, I say, you don't make fun of me, Dr. Well, they say, well, you think you're so special. No, I don't. That's why I wrote the book. No, I don't think I'm Jesus, because frankly, Phil. I raised myself up. I put myself through medical school. I put myself into a successful practice. But yeah, I don't talk all that good, and I make grammatical mistakes. And
well, more to the point, what a lot of people think is you don't know much about the medical practice at all.
No.
Well, they don't think you know, like you'll say things like, I gave him a shot, and they'll ask you, what did you use? And you go, I used
the needle that has the medicine in it.
Well, you don't even know what a syringe is, do you?
You know a big word. I forget sometimes.
Dr. Sadler, no one is saying that you have to know big words, but that seems to be a very common word.
Yeah, a lot of doctors know that word, syringe.
Syringe?
Syringe. You don't know that word?
I know the word. Sometimes I forget to use it, and I'll just say, I put the...
All right, well, what do you do when you've got, for instance, when you have to prescribe medicine for someone who's depressed? Have you ever done that?
Of course.
Well, take me through the process. What do you tell them?
I tell them, go get these pills to make you feel better. And they'll ask me, well, what are they?
What do you tell them?
I'll say, it's like, for instance, there's one pill called Efinaxor. I can't pronounce it, but it's a antidepressant.
Effexor?
Oh, wow. Sounds like you've taken this stuff, huh, Mr. Henry?
No, I've just done reading. Is it Effexor?
I don't know if it's that one, or like, for instance, you just had Dean Wheeler on who said he's a drug problem, right?
He said that he has a problem with opioid.
Okay, and he was talking about, okay, what was it again?
Opioids.
All right, well, but
you don't tell me you've never heard of opioids.
Yes, I have heard of them. That's the same thing as Oxycontin.
Oxycontin. See, this is why people are suspicious a little bit, Dr. Sadler, of you.
No, but they also think I'm a damn good doctor. And it'll get to your head. That's why I say, I don't think I'm Jesus.
You don't think you're Jesus because people think you're a good doctor?
Yeah. Hey, I'm talking to a guy over here.
Hey, Dr. Sadler, do people think you're a good doctor?
Yes, they do. Here's Bozo Fitzgibbons, one of the top wrestlers. I'm down here at Suckner's Gym, Phil. Okay?
Yeah.
What about it?
Suckner's Gym. That sounds about right for you.
What a...
Hey, listen, I can tell you this. I've known Dr. Sadler for a great many years. And he has helped me through a lot of personal, physical, as well as psychic injury. And I don't like listening to anybody make fun of him. Least of all, you, Henry, because I've listened to your program.
Well, what are you going to do? Come down here and, like, put me in a, you know, do the death grip or some shit or whatever it's called?
Jesus.
See what you did? You can't. He's a wrestler, and yet you use a dirty word.
This man, Dr. Sadler, saved my life. And if he doesn't know how to pronounce Oxycontin, how do you pronounce Oxycontin?
Oxycontin, to the way you said it.
Do it right so people know I'm not a monkey, so people know that I'm backing up a good guy.
Oxycontin.
Do it right.
Ow!
What are you doing?
Nothing.
He's not doing anything. So,
knock it off, you guys, and I don't like that.
Sorry.
We tried to make it sound like he was putting me into the pretzel twist.
Yeah, the pretzel twist, that's a move that I use.
Whoopee.
He just threw the towel down and he's walking outside with his hands on his hips. So what do you want to know, Phil? I'm a good doctor. I don't think I'm Jesus, although a lot of people might disagree with that. I'm Dr. Jim Sadler.
Sadler, I don't believe it for a minute. I think you're a good doctor. I don't think you're so great that you got to remind people you're not Jesus.
I get the job done. When someone comes sick, comes to my office is sick, and I got it, and I put the piece of wood in the mouth, and I look, and then I, you know.
You put the piece of wood in their mouth and you look.
That's right. And I decide whether they have a viral infection, whether they have a bacterial infection. Then I put some alcohol and a cotton and I wipe their ass with it.
You know what? One of these days, Dr. Sadler, it's going to be interesting to see if you even have a medical degree. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
Oh, yay! How dare you? My name is Dr. Jim Sadler.
All right, you've got a medical degree, but you wouldn't know what a tongue depressor is from a piece of wood if someone looked up your
rectum with it.
Looked up my rectum with it?
That's right, Dr. Sadler, because apparently you don't want to answer any questions. You just want to be outraged and offended.
Phil, I've done what I've done with my life to the best of my ability. And you have me on your program a lot, which says you must think I'm pretty good.
Not really. Not really, but you're good for a laugh.
This man's one of the best people I know. He helped save my life.
It's okay. Bozo, go ahead. Bozo Fitzgibbon, you just made him cry.
Who the hell is Bozo Fitzgibbon? Oh, wait a minute. A professional wrestler.
That's right. He's heading up the Friday Night Carpet here to San Diego Arena. Bozo Fitzgibbon of the 5 pounds of swinging meat. And...
All right, thanks a lot, Dr. Sadler. Good luck with the book sales.
You don't give a sh...
Dr. Jim Sadler, Tom Dovka, two book authors there. That's our quota for the night.
That is our quota for the year, folks. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. Don't forget, tonight is the Backstage Pass chat at 7, right here at philhendryshow.com.
Well, your voice sounds ragged.
Well, you look a little ragged there, homeboy. What do you think of that?
All I said was...